The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the 2027 Ryder Cup is still a fair way off, pun intended, but there is disquiet in Adair over how many tickets for the event have been allocated, or rather how they've been allocated, not how many. 1,500 tickets have been made available to locals by the Ryder Cup organisers, but only those living inside the village code, the postal code, are eligible. Those living immediately outside the village and outside the village postal code are not eligible for tickets. Niall Collins is the Minister of State at the Department of Justice. He's also Fianna Fáil TD for the local area, and he joins us now. Minister, what do you make of the disappointment being expressed by some that they've lost out on these free tickets because they live immediately outside the Adair village postcode?
Well, it's a very big gesture by the Ryder Cup company to give out a significant allocation of free tickets, and for that there is no doubt. But unfortunately, it has kind of divided the people in Adair, because as you've described there in your introduction, people living within the village environs have received a ticket, but not all of them. I was told this morning, I was in Adair this morning and I chatted to a couple of people, and it's the topic of conversation on people's lips. And I suppose in Ireland, as you know well, Shane, and we all know and your listeners know, we really define ourselves by parish. And yet the point has been made to me, and I can accept it and understand how people are feeling disenfranchised, in the sense that people living in the wider parish are involved a lot in the community groups and are involved a lot in the life and community activities around the village of Adair. And they obviously are left out, and other people are included. So
tricky.
It's the age old problem. It's the loaves and the fishes, and it's a nice gesture, but I think they've opened up a kind of a can of worms, and
I think
they need to rethink their strategy and possibly come at it again a second time and try and incorporate more people.
I saw one of the Tidy Towns activists and the Adair representative of Limerick City and County Council, Bridie Collins, saying about 80% of the Tidy Towns group, basically, for example, live outside Adair, outside that postal code, but they're in there picking up weeds and litter in all sorts of, and of course, it's so beautiful and beautifully kept. Like, what's the solution to this, do you think, Minister?
Well, look, as I said to you, we define ourselves in Ireland by parish, as you know. And I think, look, this is a huge, huge, huge event. And there'll be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people attending the event over the number of days, and including the practice days. A lot of people have bought tickets to go and see the golfers during the practice days before the official event kicks off itself. So I would really encourage them to think about allocating an allocation of tickets to the wider parish. I think that would, you know, certainly.
Can I just clarify, Minister? Because a little bit of me was wondering, you know, where do you draw the line, literally, in terms of who gets tickets or not? So there is there a parish of Adair that covers both the village postal code and beyond?
The best way of describing it, like, the village is in the centre of the parish.
Okay.
And so you'd be drawing, basically you'd be drawing a wider circle to encompass. Okay, I acknowledge that you're encompassing a wider body of people, but the point has been made also, for example, you know, there's a lot of work which is being expedited, for example, the new Limerick to Fines Road, which incorporates the Adair bypass. There's a lot of intense activity work going ahead to make sure that Adair is fit for purpose for the event next year. And I suppose the point was made to me this morning by somebody who was excluded and lives in the parish, that, you know, they are impacted by a lot of the work that's going on. In terms of the nuisance of trucks and noise and all the construction.
They'll also get the benefit of the new road, presumably, as well, will they?
I know. Look, fair point, and that's undisputed. But that's the point that was being made to me, and there's a certain amount of merit in
okay.
that. But
so this, you think this could be solved if you just said, okay, look, everyone is in the parish, and would that would a few hundred more tickets cover it? Do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think if they just widened it out to the wider parish, I think the issue goes away. Unfortunately, it's kind of occupying the media space as a negative.
Yeah.
And everything about the Ryder Cup has been hugely positive since it was secured, since JP McManus secured the tournament for the Adair venue. A lot of money is going into Adair, a lot of effort.
Yeah.
A lot of legacy projects, as we know, have been funded in the village also. So I suppose this is the first little bit of a hiccup along the way, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more because it's such a big event.
No doubt, it certainly
is avoidable, in my opinion.
You can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs. So, look, just lastly, would you call on the Ryder Cup organisation to do that, to say, look, you know what, here is some more tickets for those who are in the parish but outside the village limit?
I would encourage them to reconsider and to see if they can certainly widen the circle to encompass the wider parish. I think that would solve the problem.
Like, I live in Dublin. I'm not sure if the Ryder Cup was in Portmarnock, I'd expect to get a ticket. I mean, are people's expectations too high?
Well, certainly this came out of the blue. You know, this wasn't flagged, or, you know, I certainly wasn't aware. And I live, you know, I'm living in Patrickswell, which is beside Adair. I wasn't aware that this was in the offing. It seemed to take everybody by surprise. You know, if you're going to, you know, if you're going to do it, I think do it in such a way that you encompass and treat everybody who lives in Adair on an equal footing.
Okay. Minister of State at the Department of Justice, local TD, Niall Collins, thank you indeed for talking to the Hard Children today. Loads of texts coming through on this, Ciara.
Absolutely. People in Adair want to have it every which way. Free tickets can't be given out to everyone. The event is a commercial operation, and any tickets that have been given out are a goodwill gesture. On the flip side, it might be more appropriate for the visitors to the event to complain about the price gouging when it comes to accommodation, where very ordinary properties are being let out for tens of thousands of euros. Far more of an issue, says James in Middleton.
Olive in Kildare has little sympathy as well. The Ryder Cup would have been better off not to give tickets to anyone. We're a country of moaners.
We did have a little look up of the population of Adair, and it is between 1,200 and 1,500. That is the census population of Adair.
Closer to 1,200, I think. In 2022, it was 1,224.
But it's thought to be below 1,500. They've given out, I presume about that's man, woman and child as well, and they've given out 1,500 tickets.
Yeah. So,
I'm sure could be flogged if you didn't want to go too, probably.
Yeah,
would they be?
I'm sure they could. I'm sure they could. Absolutely, they could. But look, it does seem there's this issue about the parish lines. Should they have given it to everybody in the parish rather than just people in the village postcode?
You would have to ask how many tickets were they expected to give out. There's 55,000 people attend per day, and 1,500 of those tickets are comped to locals. I don't know. I know Adair benefits from this because
they could have given one ticket to every household in the parish, and I'm sure
that might have been less tickets overall.
I think it probably would have been.
And then there would have been a different moan. I couldn't bring my wife. I couldn't bring my brother.
You can't really win, can you?
No, I think Olive in Kildare has a point.
I think she absolutely has a
point. Let us know what you think out there about this.
Yeah, 087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.